The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading Flash Briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo. Embrace trial supports Spinraza's benefits in broad range of SMA patients. Treatment with Spinraza was found to reduce the use of ventilation support and to improve motor function in symptomatic infants and children with infantile or later onset spinal muscular atrophy, according to 2.5-year data from the Phase 2 Embrace trial. These infants and children have been ineligible to participate in other Spinraza trials. Yet, the findings are consistent with those reported for the ENDEARE trial involving patients with infantile onset SMA and the CHERISH trial for children with later onset disease. Together, these results support Spinraza's use for all infants and children with SMA, investigators say. The study, Safety and Efficacy of Nusinersen in Spinal Muscular Atrophy, the EMBRACE study, was published in the journal Muscle and Nerve. SMA is caused by the deficient production of SMN, a protein essential for motor neuron and muscle health, due to mutations in the SMN1 gene. It is divided into five main types, from 0 to 4, based on the age of symptom onset and disease severity. Disease severity is mostly influenced by a patient's copy number of SMN2, a backup gene that can partially compensate for the loss of SMN1-derived SMN. Patients showing an earlier disease onset and carrying fewer SMN2 gene copies show a more severe disease than those with a later onset and more SMN2 copies. Biogen Spinraza, the first disease-modifying therapy to be approved in the U.S. for children and adults with all types of SMA, works by increasing SMN2's ability to produce the SMN protein. The therapy is given via injections into the spinal canal at a recommended regimen of 4 12-milligram doses in the first 2 months, followed by maintenance treatment at the same dose every 4 months. Intrathecal injections are those administered directly into the cerebrospinal fluid, the liquid that surrounds the brain and spinal cord. Spinraza's approval was based on data from several clinical trials, such as the Phase 3 ENDEARE and CHERISH trials, which showed that the therapy was generally safe and led to significant and clinically meaningful motor function improvements in infants and children with SMA. ENDEARE included infants ages 7 months or younger with SMA type 1, based on symptom onset at 6 months of age or younger, and two SMN2 gene copies. CHERISH included children ages 2 to 12 years, predicted to have type 2 or 3 disease based on symptom onset at more than 6 months of age or later onset. The International Phase 2 EMBRACE trial, completed in 2018, was designed to evaluate Spinraza's safety and exploratory effectiveness in 21 infants and children with infantile or later onset SMA, who did not meet the age and other criteria of the then ongoing ENDEARE and CHERISH studies. The participants were randomly assigned to receive Spinraza injections, 9 with infantile onset and 5 with later onset, or, for the control group, a sham procedure, 4 infantile onset patients and 3 with later onset. The trial continued for about 14 months for Part 1, though it ended earlier than pre-specified due to strong positive results from ENDEARE. All but one patient in the EMBRACE control group completed the first randomized part and entered the second part of the trial. In that part, all participants received the therapy for about 24 months and then underwent a last assessment 4 months after the final dose. The trial's main goals were to assess Spinraza's safety and tolerability, with secondary goals to measure Spinraza levels in the blood and CSF. Exploratory effectiveness goals included changes in ventilator use, achievement of motor milestones assessed by the Hammersmith Infant Neurological Examination, Section 2, and changes in growth parameters. Patients initially assigned to Spinraza were treated for a median of 995 days, while those in the control group stayed in Part 1 for a median of 302 days. In Part 2, the patients in the control group were treated with Spinraza for a median of 656 days. The results showed that Spinraza's safety profile was consistent with that reported in previous studies. There were no new Spinraza-related side effects or adverse events, and no treatment discontinuations due to Spinraza-related adverse events over the mean of 2.4 years. The most common side effects included fever, cough, pneumonia, and upper respiratory tract infections consistent with events typically observed in children with SMA, the researchers wrote. In addition, a smaller portion of patients receiving Spinraza throughout the study required ventilator support, compared with those in the control group in Part 1 and those initiating Spinraza treatment in Part 2. However, at the study's start, the group initially assigned to Spinraza also required less ventilator support than those in the control group, the team noted. Motor milestone responder rates were higher in those initially assigned to Spinraza at the last available assessment as compared with those receiving the sham procedure in Part 1 or those switching to Spinraza in Part 2. The researchers wrote, quote, "This functional improvement was observed despite the small sample size and shortened Part 1 trial duration that undermined the power of the study to demonstrate such treatment effects at a significant level." In agreement with the data on participants with greater disease severity, patients with infantile onset disease were more likely to require greater ventilator use and less likely to achieve motor milestones than those with later disease onset. No difference in weight gain and body length were found between the two groups. These findings highlighted that Spinraza had, quote, "a favorable benefit-risk profile in the unique population of symptomatic infants and children who were ineligible for participation in Endear and Cherish," the researchers wrote. The data also support the use of Spinraza among a broad population of infants and children with SMA, the team noted. Of the 20 participants who completed Embrace, all have enrolled in the open-label Phase 3 SHINE extension study, in which all participants from earlier Spinraza trials are receiving the therapy for long-term follow-up.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. As I've mentioned before, we have some amazing columnists at SMA News Today. I'm saddened to report Michael Kasten has stepped down as columnist. Life just got too hectic for him at the moment. But you can still find his articles on the website smanewstoday.com, and we may feature one here from time to time. Today, though, I'd like to introduce you to one of our newest columnists, Sherry Toh. She's a native of Singapore with SMA type 2. With a wide variety of interests, her columns are sure to delight. Here's her introductory column, "Welcome to Wandering Lines, Our Journey into the Unknown." "I wish I were normal," I used to say to my mom. I told her this at other kids' birthday parties, when they played musical chairs or went on scavenger hunts. I said it during emergency hospital stays and in front of the TV, when I dreamed of becoming an actress. It was a common refrain anytime I was reminded that I would be excluded from wider society because of my body. Without fail, she'd reply, "You are normal, Sherry." Also without fail, and with the limited vocabulary of a child, I'd whine, "I'm not! You don't understand!" To my mom, all I needed was a little help, which she, my dad, and my little brother provided. In her eyes, that was enough to make me as normal as kids who didn't have SMA. But in my eyes, those kids didn't need their mom to fetch scavenger hunt items for them. They didn't miss High School Musical 3 in cinema because they couldn't cough up phlegm. Kids who didn't have SMA would grow up to be beautiful people with straight spines. They would be cast in summer blockbusters and accepted and loved by millions. I wanted to be like everyone else, to fit in and conform to the ideals I was sold, or at least have the choice. SMA has made that impossible since I was 6 months old and couldn't roll over on my own. I've wrestled with my body in moments of anger and despair my entire life. But living with SMA has also taught me that ideals can be illusions, and there's no such thing as quote-unquote normal. In hindsight, this realization is obvious. When I was diagnosed at 13 months, I didn't fit the typical profile of a child with SMA. I lacked many of the symptoms associated with the disease, such as tongue vacillation. Doctors were stumped. They told my parents I was fine for months until a general practitioner referred us to a neurologist for biopsy. The scar on my thigh became a tangible reminder of the irony that I was excluded from my able-bodied peers for being too disabled, and from my SMA peers for not being disabled enough. Try as we might to create ideals, boxes, and rules, humans are complicated, messy beings. I wish I could tell little Sherry that. I wish I could tell her that she'd find communities of people who felt like outsiders looking in and learning to be okay with their messiness, just like her. So, when I was tossing around possible titles for this column in my head, I knew that mine should celebrate bending and breaking the rules. It should be a signpost that welcomes people and represents where I am in life. It should also be a play on words to show my love for the fluidity of language in musicals and poetry. Putting a cheeky twist on towing the line or walking the line, idioms that mean conforming to standards or authorities, felt like the perfect starting point. Wheeling the line was briefly a contender, but it didn't have the same ring to it. It's confusing and sounds like I'm wheeling an object of measurement somewhere. Not the best imagery. Plus, it doesn't say anything about my past, future, or how I arrived at my present. I've always existed in a state of uncertainty and questioning. I've wandered along lines into the wonderful, terrifying unknown, trying to figure myself out. I've tried to figure out which sides I'm going to land on, and if I need to land on a side at all. I've crossed those lines if needed, within reason, of course. I'm too afraid of confrontation to cause conflict on purpose. And I've loved and admired people who have done the same. I don't know where I'm headed next, but I know it'll be, shall we say, different. I'd be honored if you'd join me. Thanks, Sherry, for sharing how Wandering Lines came to be. I look forward to following your journey. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.